那一次我们是穿厚的衣服在这里聚会。
Last year we had no electricity in this building. We were all bundled up and we had our meeting on Sunday morning.
对，现在一晃就是十二个月了。
It's 12 months later. Here we are again.
啊，今天我要开始讲约翰的异象。
Today I'll start sharing the heavenly vision of John.
我们过去把保罗的异象跟弟兄姊妹一起有交通。
I have shared with you in the past concerning the vision of heavenly vision of Paul.
那今天开始，主许可，我们下面几个主日呢，我们就要来看神他主耶稣在地上十二个门徒里面他最爱的那个门徒就是约翰。
From today on, if the Lord willing, the next several messages we'll share on the vision according to one of Jesus' most beloved disciples, John.
他的一生跟其他十一个使徒的经历不太一样。
John's experience, life experience, is much different than the other 11.
我很难想象这个门徒，圣经在四福音形容，他是躺在耶稣怀里的那一位。
It's hard for me to imagine this man John as the disciple who leaned upon Jesus' bosom.
你有没有任何一个朋友是会躺在你的怀里
？Do you have a friend who will lean upon your bosom？
我想不太多吧。
I don't think that happens very much.
但是十二个使徒中就有这么一位。圣经说他是躺在耶稣的怀里。
The Bible described John as the disciple who leaned upon Jesus' bosom.
圣经也说他是耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
And Bible also describes him as the one disciple that Jesus loved.
所以约翰是他的职事非常特别。
So John had a very interesting and different ministry.
彼得大概他心中能够跟他相 compete 就是他。
The one that Peter finds in competition with him.
因为十二个门徒常常在 compete， 谁是坐在耶稣的右边，谁是坐在左边。
You know that of the 12, they had a bit of a competition among themselves, and who gets to sit on the right hand of Jesus, who gets to sit on the left.
记得约翰福音到要结束的时候，彼得还问最后的主交代他们，你要牧养我的羊，他还要问一句话。
Remember at the very end, after Jesus resurrected and commissioned Peter to feed his lamb, Peter still had this question.
什么话？哎，那人将来如何？他是指着谁说的
？He asked Jesus, "What happened to that one? And that one being?"
啊，就是约翰。
Being John.
他怎么不提任何其他人？他就指着约翰说的呢
？Why did he point the finger to John?
因为我想他知道约翰是可以跟他竞争的。
Because I think Peter feels a bit of a competition with John.
但是我们的主说，你是你，他是他。我要他不死，与你何干
？But our Lord said, "What happened to him? What happened to him? If I don't allow him to die, then what does it have to do with you?"
因为彼得好像知道他要为主寻道。
Because I think Peter felt a sense that he may be martyr for the Lord in the future.
因为主跟他说，将来你年少的时候随意往来，你年老的时候人家要带你去你不愿意去的地方。
Because Jesus prophesied that when you were young. You can go wherever you want, but when you're old, you will be girded by others and will be led to places that you don't want to go.
所以他自己知道他的最后的路是为主寻道。
So he felt a sense that his final destiny may be being a martyr for the Lord.
但是他的寻道，他要问问，哎，那个人寻不寻道啊
？But he was curious about John whether or not he would be martyred as well.
但是主在他的身上有另外的安排。
But God had different plans for John.
而且你去注意看这个《使徒行传》的话。
And if you look in the book of Acts,
你会发现《使徒行传》的头十三章都是讲到彼得的工作。
You'll find the first 13 chapters of Acts described all about Peter's ministries.
十三章以后都是讲到保罗的工作。
And after chapter 13 is all about Paul's ministries.
没有提约翰的工作。
There's no mention of John.
所以你如果读《使徒行传》，你就有点纳闷，哎，怎么主的？这个所爱的门徒怎么《使徒行传》里面没有讲到他的工作呢
？So you may wonder why this most beloved disciple of Jesus is not even mentioned in the book of Acts.
因为神在他的身上的工作 是跟众使徒们都不一样。
That's because God had a different plan, a different work for John to do. That's different than any other apostle.
那一些使徒们一个一个殉道了。
All these other apostles martyred for the Lord.
包括最小的，保罗说我是在众使徒中最小的，他也殉道了。
Including Paul, who calls himself the least of the apostles.
这个时候神就留下中文说硕果仅存唯一的一个。
So, but the Lord preserved that one.
最后亲自跟过主，亲自听过主的这一位耶稣所爱的门徒约翰，
that,
神用他。
That one who had personal experience of following the Lord, who has heard from the Lord with his own ears, the Lord preserved him, John.
这些使徒们当年跟随主的时候，都是在他们最年轻的时候答应主的呼召。
These disciples answered a call when they were quite young.
然后被主训练。
And they were trained by the Lord.
然后主就把工作托付给他们。
And the Lord gave them the great commission to.
他们每一个使徒在神所给他们的禾场上都尽心到最后忠心至死。
And each of them worked diligently in the area that the Lord had given them.
最后为主摆上他们的性命。
To the point of giving up their lives.
那么保罗离开世界的时候是主后67年。
When Paul died, it was 67 AD.
教会从犹太人的范畴借着保罗把工作打开进到外邦人的范畴里头。
The church has spread from just the Jewish circle in Jerusalem to the Gentiles.
教会有很大的扩展在那一段保罗的时期。
During the time of Paul, there was a great expansion of the church.
神借着大马色的异象把神的旨意这一个奥秘的人这个新人启示给他。
Through the vision on his way to Damascus, God revealed to him this vision of the giant man.
然后慢慢这个教会的随着时间你就会发现在这个地上就开始逐渐退步了。
And as time go by, as you see, the condition of the church begins to deteriorate.
那么我们怎么样来知道在第一世纪保罗离开六七年寻道离开以后那个后来的年岁教会的光景是什么样一个情形呢？
And how do we find out what the condition of churches were after Paul was martyred in 67 AD?
那这是我今天所要交通的题目。
And that is what I will share today.
那我就请大家把这个节目单打开来。
You turn, open up your bulletins.
这里有好些章节我要大家一起来看。
And I've noted a lot of passages we'll read together.
当约翰写这本启示录的时候
When John wrote Revelation
圣经的学者告诉我们这是圣经最后的一本书大约是在主后90年到95年那个时候写的
Bible scholars tell us that this is the last book written of all the books in the Bible and it's written approximately 90 to 95 AD
你如果知道这个年代是这个时候你就能够估计一下这个作者神耶稣所爱的那个门徒约翰大概几岁了
So given the year you can probably guess how old by this time John was
猜得出来吗
You take a guess
120倒不至于
Probably not 120
约翰彼得这一批门徒跟随耶稣答应耶稣呼召的时候大约那个时候是主后30年
When John and Peter all these disciples followed Jesus answered his call that was approximately 30 AD
对不对主后30年那这批人都是青年人
At the time they were young
年轻的我们假设他20岁稍微年纪大一点跟耶稣同龄的话也有30岁
Let's say they are between the ages of 20 and 30
好那个时候是主后30年
That at being 20 and 30 at 30 AD
那现在这本书是已经写在主后90年到95年的时候
And Revelation being written somewhere between 90 to 95 AD
那约翰大概几岁
So let's Take a guess how old John might be.
大概90到100岁之间。
Probably somewhere between 90 to 100.
对，不年轻了。
Not a young man anymore.
我们在座还没有，大概我们沈弟兄还没到90吧。
We don't have a brother here who's quite 90 yet.
你会发现神用他的时间是在他人生的最后的一段时间。
You'll see that God used John during the very last period of his life.
约翰的著作在整本新约里头，你有发现他写了约翰福音。
John had written the gospel according to John.
然后他写了三封信，约翰一二三书。
He had written three letters, first, second, and third John.
然后最后他写了启示录。
And he also had written Revelation.
所以他一共写了五本书在新约里。
So five of the New Testament books were written by John.
都是在90年代里完成的。
They were all written around 90 AD.
对，那么你就知道他神感动他，给他看到这个最后的八个意象，叫他写这些福音书也好，书信也好，神是对在教会最艰难的第一世纪的时候所用的信息。
You know that God used John to write these letters or gospel or revelation to speak to the church during the end of the first century.
教会的光景，你就可以从他的书信里头，你能够约略能够看得出来，在第一世纪，当这个教会从五旬节以后开始发展，在地上有如果说五旬节是主后33年的时候，那么到现在也有60年历史了。
You can tell by John's letters what the condition of church has been since the day of Pentecost in 30 AD to now in 90 AD.
所以像耶路撒冷的教会有差不多60年的历史，然后其他外邦的教会也大概年轻个10岁到20岁吧。
So the church in Jerusalem by then had about 60 years of history, and the churches among the Gentiles probably had another about 50 years of history.
对，所以我们教会也不过20多年，快不到30年的历史。
This church has been in existence for about 20 some years.
那请问，一个教会是20年的年龄，跟一个教会是60年的年龄，有什么最重要的差别？
So I want to ask you, what is the main difference between a church which is 20 years old versus one that's 60 years old?
头发的颜色不太一样吧。
The hair colors?
头20年的教会基本上是第一代的。
The first 20 years, a church mostly consisted of first generation Christians.
Agree?对不对？是第一代的基督徒，差不多在第二十这个教会头二十年，差不多是第一代的人。
So for the first 20 years, you mostly have first generation Christians.
但是当教会的历史进入50岁、60岁的时候，那第一代的人基本上就怎么样？走了。
And as the church gets into about 50 or 60 years old, the first generations have all passed.
对不对？那么那个时候在教会中服侍的人，基本上都是第二代或者进入第三代的。
So those who then serve in the church are probably the second or third generation Christians.
好，这就是约翰执事的特色了。
This is what's special about John's ministry.
神用他就是来看到教会进入第二代、第三代的时候所面临的问题。
God used him to point out problems a church faces when it gets into second and third generation.
那么我们就要从他的第一个意象里头来看，因为在第一个意象里头，约翰写了7封信给7个教会。
So we'll start with John's first vision, which is the 7 letters to the 7 churches.
约翰西奇，我们有好几个团契，也正在读这启示录。
Interestingly, several fellowships are studying Revelation.
那也彭广春弟兄来也讲了启示录的7封信。
Our brother Ted Penn, who was recently here, also shared on the 7 letters.
所以你看到主好像不约而同的把我们的信息都朝这个方向来让弟兄姊妹来注意。
Interestingly, it seems like God is pointing us specifically to our attention to this issue.
这本书是整个圣经的结束。
This book is the end of the Bible.
所以我们就知道什么东西来到最后的时候一定是怎么样啊，进入最高峰了。
You know, usually a finale, is in, it's a climax.
对，这个字很好， finale. Finale 是音乐的乐章，到最后的时候是一个灿烂的结束。
Usually when you, come to finale, it's a big ending.
圣经的高峰就是在这本书的里头。
And the climax for the Bible is in this book.
而这本书也是最被误解的一本书。
And this book is also the most misunderstood.
很多人说，哎呀，太难读了，这个不能读，这个读起来太可怕。
Many said it's too hard to read and it's too scary to read.
然后你去看参考书的话，那真是叫做百家争鸣，什么都有。
And if you try to read, study Bibles to help understand this, there's so many different explanations.
因为这本书是一个符号的语言，它不是像福音书那么容易读的。
Because this book is full of signs and symbols, it's not easy to understand like the gospel books.
它这边讲的都是有数字的符号，有什么兽的符号，有各样的这种天体的情形啊，所以都是读起来有点像science fiction 啊，这个科学科幻虚幻这个什么 science fiction， 我不知道中文要怎么翻讲，科幻小说了。
This book reads a bit like a science fiction because it has signs of the numbers and signs for the beast and all the celestial changes.
而有的有解释，有的没有解释的。
Some of those phenomena were explained in the book, some were not.
所以呢，我们读圣经的人就会有许许多多不同的解释。
So there are many different explanations by different Bible readers.
但是我觉得这是圣灵有意这样安排的。
But I feel that the Holy Spirit planned this purposefully.
刚刚我们播饼的时候，我们张勇弟兄带我们读一段圣经，是路加福音撒种的那个比喻。
Earlier in Holy Communion, our brother Chang led us to read a passage in Luke, the parable of the sower.
那么在这是耶稣自己亲口讲的。
And this is a parable that Jesus told himself.
你就会发现主在他讲这些道的时候，他特别讲到耶稣讲道用比喻，门徒就问他：“你为什么用比喻，不用明讲呢？”
And his disciples have asked him a number of times, "We speak in parables."
主耶稣的解释是说：“对你们我就解释，对他们呢我就用比喻了。”
And Jesus have told his disciples, "I will explain these things to you, but to the rest of the people, I will speak in parables."
所以你就会发现，在神的道的部分里头，他有一个部分是向他的门徒启示出来的。
So you know that in the Word of God, he explains parts of it to his people.
但是有一个部分是有意的把它遮盖起来，没有明显的讲解的。
But he also intentionally hides parts of it, so he does not clearly explain it.
特国。
Especially those messages concerning his kingdom.
那么路就是讲到神的国在这个地上要怎么样子来出现，怎么样达到他的finale， 就最后的结，最终的结局。
And Revelation speaks of the appearing of the kingdom on earth and its finale.
它是一个预言的书。
And it's a prophecy book.
它要讲到这个教会的历史在这个地上要怎么样的演变。
It tells us how the church in history will change throughout the world, throughout the time.
教会要经过什么样的难处。
What kind of trials the church
然后最终的结局
and result will be.
都用这些符号把它讲给我们听。
He said all these things in signs and symbols.
所以如果我们今天在地上要知道我们的前景，我们的最终的目标，
If we want to know our future, our end destination,
没有一个基督徒可以不读这本书。
We have to read this book.
因为你只有从这本书里面你才知道教会的前途是什么。
Only through this book will you understand what the future of the church will be.
我们每一个基督徒的明天是什么？
What each of our future is.
如果你看见了神这个知道，我们每角色是什么？
If you understood this revelation, then you will know what your role is as a Christian.
这好像是一个剧本，神已经把它写好了。
It's sort of like a script that God has already written.
对，那我们保罗说，我们都是在这个世上干嘛？好像一台戏。
Paul said we are as if in a play on stage.
因为很不幸的，很多人不知道自己 是在演戏。
Unfortunately, a lot of us don't realize that we are in a play.
那么也不知道这个剧本是什么。
And we don't know what our script is.
啊，所以我们就乱演。
So we're just acting.
所以我们的日子就糊里糊涂。
Just kind of go by us.
但是你如果知道神把我们放在这个戏台上。我们是有一出戏要演给天使与神看的。
So, but if you realize God has put you upon a stage with a script to act out a play that is shown to angels and people.
那这个剧本是谁写的呢？
And who writes the script?
上帝。
God does.
他写了这个伟大的剧本。
God has written this great script.
那他也买了这么多演员来。
And he's purchased all of us actors.
用他的宝血把我们买来了。
Purchased us with his blood.
现在每一个人就要找到他的角色。
Now each of us upon the stage must find our role.
要找出神要我们那个演的那个剧本是怎么写的。
We have to find out what our script is.
然后照着这个剧本来把它表明出来。
And we act according to the script.
这叫什么呢？他的第一句话就说了，他的第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便要和耶稣基督的自己所看见的都证明出来。头两节。
Verses 1 and 2, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bond servants, the things which must soon take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bond servant John, who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
所以这本书在讲什么?
And what is this book about?
它开宗明义就告诉我们。
In the very beginning, it tells us.
它讲什么?
It is about.
讲一个人。
A person.
讲谁？耶稣基督。
It is by
这个启示录，启示谁？
The revelation is a revelation of whom?
耶稣。
Of Jesus Christ.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
他写的约翰福音是讲他在地上的日子。
The Gospel of John speaks of Jesus' days on earth.
道成肉身，他在地上丰丰满满。住在我们中间。
The word becoming flesh and dwelling abundantly among men.
这个道在地上有33年半，出现在人类的舞台上。
And this word becoming flesh was alive for 33 and a half years.
可是他要埋葬了，升天了，复活了，他没有结束。
But when he died and buried and resurrected and arisen to heaven, that did not end.
他的脚步还在进行。
And because his footprints continues.
谁看到了？
And who saw that?
先看到的是十二个使徒。
The 12 disciples saw him first.
然后那一百二十个人。
Then the 120.
然后那三千人，然后那是五千人。
Then the 3,000, then the 5,000 who were added upon them.
他们都是这个见证的这一出戏的见证人。
They were all witnesses to this.
而且他们自己也在这个戏的里头。
And they were a part of this play as well.
然后他们就看到另外又有一个人叫做保罗，他也看到这个景象。
And Paul also saw this.
然后保罗就把这出戏从犹太人带到外邦人。
And then Paul brought this play, the script.
耶稣基督本来人在巴勒斯坦。
In the very beginning, Jesus was just one man by himself in a region of Palestine.
然后他33年走完之后，他升上天。
After he finished his 33 years on earth, he was ascended into heaven.
然后借着圣灵，在地上又有一个新的身体出现。
And through the Holy Spirit, a new body appeared on earth.
这个身体就继续向前，这个神的国就一直开展。
And this new body continued to live on, and the kingdom of God continued to spread.
那么这个身体最后要怎么样呢？结局是什么呢？
So then, what will become of this body at the end?
你怎么回答这个问题呢？
How do you answer that question?
就是这本书。现在这本书就是告诉我们，这个身体在地上行走一段时间以后，它要经过什么样的命运。
This book tells us what kind of fate this body will encounter on earth.
在地上他们要磨练。
What kind of trials it will encounter?
什么样的灾难。
What kind of difficulty?
但是最后的结局是什么。
And how it will end.
一步一步一步一步，全部在这个22章圣经里面告诉我们。
All the steps are all laid out in the 22 chapters.
我们何等有幸。
How fortunate we are.
在这一出戏的最后一段时间。
That we are at the end of this play.
你我。
We are all standing upon this.
你知道你要怎么演这。
Do you know what your role is? How you will play it?
我们必须，你如果要知道，你就必须好好的来祷告，求神把这本书的灵赐给我们。
If you want to know, then you must pray and ask God to give you the spirit to understand this book.
否则的话，我们是变成不知道剧本的演员。
Otherwise,
我们就不知道在干嘛。
We're all actors who don't understand.
我们前面几个主日要花多少主日来讲，但是我希望我们有一个渴望，就是明白神赐给约翰的意象。
I'm not sure how long it will take me to go through this, how many Sundays, but it's really my hope and desire that we will understand what God is speaking to us through John.
那么我们下面就要先看看，当神把在90年代把这个意象赐，他个人的观点是什么？
So first I want to look at what John's personal condition and what the church's condition was back in 90 AD.
他个人的光景他自己告诉了我们。
John tells us what he is experiencing at the time.
第九节。
In verse 9.
我是约翰。就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证巴摩的海岛上
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
所以他在这里很清楚地告诉我们他写这本书的时候或者看见这个意象的时候，他不是在耶路撒冷。
So he tells us clearly when he wrote this book or when he saw these visions, he was not in Jerusalem.
也不是在什么一个很舒适度 summer vacation.
And he was not vacationing at a resort.
不是，他在哪里？他在一个鸟不生蛋的荒岛上。
He was on a deserted island.
怎么会跑到一个荒岛上呢
？How did he end up on a deserted
island? 一个九十几岁的老人家。怎么不是在家里面抱孙子呢
？Why wasn't this elderly man enjoying his golden years with a grandson at home？
九十几岁都要在家里面抱孙子了。
90s
抱孙孙了都应该是。
Dream is and take care of a great grandchildren。
可是你会发现，神的这个老仆人他说我没有在家抱孙子。
But this is not what happened to this old servant of God。
我在哪里
？Where was he？
我在一个荒岛上。
On a deserted island。
为什么？为什么我会在一个荒岛上？他说，我为很简单的一件事。
And he was there for a simple purpose.
他说，为神的道。
For the word.
并见证。
And the testimony of Jesus.
这是他一生活着的目的。
This is his sole purpose for living.
我们活着，为什么
？What do we live for?
约翰说，我活着为两件事。
John said he lives for two things.
神的道。
The word of God.
耶稣基督的见证
and the testimony of Jesus.
什么叫做神的道
and what is the word of God?
神的道就是神所说过的话
is whatever God has said
他听了他明白了那话去做了
he heard, he understood, and he did accordingly
这是耶稣当时在地上传道的目的
that was the purpose of Jesus sharing his gospel
他来了就是道成了肉身
he was word becoming flesh
神在整个地上所做的工作就是借着他的话
God's workOn earth is through his word.
人轻视他的话。
Men have despised his word.
我们听了他的话不去行，就像那个撒种是一样的啊。反行事只有一种有结果，前面三种一面一点结果都没有。
We heard his word, but we didn't want to do them. Just like the parable of the sowers, only one kind of ground bore fruit.
但是感谢主，这些使徒们是那第四类的，是耶稣的道撒在好土里。有结果的。
But thank the Lord, his apostles were all like the good soil that bore fruit.
那约翰说，我就是为这个道，今天因我的结局是在这个。
By John said he was on this island because of the word of God and a testimony of Jesus.
第二。
Secondly.
我活在这个地上是为一个人做见证。
He said his life's worth is to bear testimony for one man.
这个人是谁？
And that one is
就是耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
这叫做耶稣基督的见证
That is the testimony of Jesus
所以因着为耶稣神的儿子在海岛
So because John wanted to bear the testimony of Jesus ended up on this deserted island
为什么
Why?
因为那个时候的皇帝叫做窦弥天
Because the
king, 罗马的皇帝
the Roman emperor at the time.
那么罗马的皇帝这个窦米田呢是仅次于另外一个暴君叫做尼禄。
This king at the time is a
tyrant.
He's a tyrant as bad as Nero.
Okay. Second worse.
He's second only to Nero.
最坏的是尼禄王。
For being a bad emperor.
那这个窦米田呢也可以跟他相比了。那么保罗是死在尼禄的手里。
And Paul was martyred under the hand of Nero.
也是要逼迫基督徒。
Now this new Roman Empire is also a persecutor of Christians.
那这个时候最有名望的、最受人尊重的是谁呢？就是约翰。
And John was he was the famous and beloved Christian at the time.
那么他这个皇帝。就是说你这个九十岁的老人杀你都懒得杀了就把你放在 海岛上你自己想办法
So he decided that he didn't want to just exile him to a deserted island
一个九十岁的老人在一个荒岛上你能够活几天呢
How long can an old man live on his own on a deserted island
如果把一个九十岁的老姐妹放在荒岛上她能够活得很好
If you put a 90-year-old sister on a deserted island she can probably take care of herself quite well
一个男的一个人活在一个荒岛上没有几天就会死掉的
But an old man on his own on the island probably couldn't last very long
对因为这个男的 survivability 是很烂的
Survivability is pretty awful
所以神才要造一个配偶帮助他的道理在此
That's why God calls for women to be helpers to men
这个老弟兄 孤苦伶仃一个人在这个荒岛上
So this old brother all by himself on the island
照人看是真是叫做晚年怎么样凄凉啊
It was a very desolate condition for his golden years.
对不对？如果你我是约翰的话，我们会想，哎呀，我忠心侍奉主。
If you and I were John, we might be thinking for how many years?
六七十年呐。
60 going on 70 years.
神啊，你怜悯你老仆人，也想终享晚年吧。
God, you really should have mercy on me, this old servant, to enjoy my latter years.
但是没有想到。他却 end up 在这个小荒岛上。
But he could never imagined his last years were.
他有很大的理由可以患那个叫做忧郁，非常的忧郁，想想就可怜，老泪纵横，可以这么过他的晚年呢。
He can pity himself. He can be very depressed thinking about this.
但是没有。
But no.
你会发现这个老人是这样在神面前。忠心。
You find that this old man was very faithful before the Lord.
他没有可怜自己。
He didn't pity himself.
那你也发现他。
But you also see that God did not forget.
好像是被神忘 ，end up 在个 nowhere.
From his outward condition, he seemed like he had been forgotten by man and by God because he's all alone on a deserted island.
看来看去是海鸟跟蓝天嘛，还有什么？什么没有？大概有一个椰子树。
Every day, all he has is a palm tree and the blue sky and some seagulls.
摇摇椰子树，掉个椰子吃一吃。
And maybe just partake of coconuts every day.
他在那个他跟神的关系还是怎么样？很亲近。
But you'll find in the sad condition that he was in, he still had a very close relationship with God.
那他说那一天是主日，他都知道今天是礼拜天了。
And he even knew the day, as he mentioned here, on this day of the Lord, Sunday.
在荒岛上过日子，一天过一天，就后来都不知道几月几号了。
Weeks and months.
所以他没有老年痴子，清清楚楚的。
He remembered. He was not senile. He remembered that this day is God's, is Lord's day.
那一天是主日。
That was the Lord's day.
他在干嘛
？What did he?
他一个人做礼拜。
He was having a church service all by himself.
他在那里敬拜神。
He was worshiping God.
因为他可以想起每次七日的第一，在众教会中。
He remembers how he has served the Lord all his life on the first day of the seven days.
今天是主日，他在那里想念他的弟兄姐妹。
And on this day, the Lord's day, he's probably thinking about his brothers and sisters.
据读地理的人告诉我们，从巴姆海岛。在一个好天的时候，他可以看到遥远的那一个土耳其。在那个时候来讲，亚细亚。
For people who study geography, can tell us that on a clear day, you can see from the island Patmos to
Asia Minor.
Today's Turkey, which was Asia Minor at the time.
对，就今天的土耳其这个地方，他可以看得见那个地方。
He could see it on a clear day.
所以，我们知道他的最后的一段日子，就是保罗走了以后，那个小亚细亚的教会是各地。
After Paul died, John worked and shepherded the churches in Asia Minor.
所以我相信他是在那里想念他的弟兄，想念众教会的时候，神忽然间向他显现。
So I can imagine as he was sitting there, remembering and thinking about his churches and his brothers and sisters, the Lord in his spirit appeared to him.
对，所以他整个的这二十二章圣经，就是在那个时候他看见的。八个大的意象
and these 20 chapters were written
意象就是神把他的旨意在这个末世对教会对将来是怎么样全部一五一十的告诉了耶稣所爱的那个门徒
in these 8 visions God told this beloved disciple of Jesus all that will happen to his church in the end times
一个忠心侍奉神的人
a faithful servant of God
你在年轻的时候侍奉神感谢赞美主
I thank the Lord that a person can serve the Lord in his younger days.
但是我更感谢赞美主，当你年老发白，好像身体都退化的时候，面前忠心的侍奉。
Even more thankful, and I think it's even more precious when you can serve the Lord when your body is frail and you're still faithful to the Lord.
好像我们的记忆力、我们的体力各方面都退化了，可是这个人的灵性在神面前却是突飞猛进。
It's possible that your memory fails and your body fails, but it's also possible that your spiritual life is even more strengthened before the Lord.
我为什么进呢
The reason I say that your spiritual life can.
你会发现，弟兄啊，有的时候被带到三层天上去了。
Because you can see in this book that this old brother sometimes is led into the third heavens.
如果像我们有的时候身体忽然间到了三层天的话，我相信我们已经 pass out 了。
If our body is being led to the third heavens, I think we would have passed out already.
对不对？他不是，他很清楚，上去有的时候到三层天，有的时候在地上，他上上下下。
But this older brother, he experienced all these things going to the third heavens even.
你去读他的那个意象，你真的，你可以感觉到一下子上，一下子下，一下在空中，一下在云上，哎呀 ，very exciting.
If you read his visions, you can see that he was everywhere, up in the heavens, on earth, and even in the middle of the air.
Right.真是哎呀，这个是比坐飞机还过瘾。
It's more fun than being riding on a plane.
他看到许许多多想都没有想过的事情。
He saw many things imagined.
因为他看见那肉眼看不见。
Because he saw what he couldn't have seen with the physical eyes.
我们是用肉眼来看这个世界，他是从灵界来看这个世界。
We see things with our physical eyes, but he saw things through his spiritual eyes.
弟兄姊妹，羡慕吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to see those things?
我们在追求是用什么东西在看
？What do we see with?
我们用眼睛看，我们买最好的，我们都是看肉眼看的。
We seek joy with our physical eyes. We want the best flat-screen TV.
那蛮贵的，还出了不少代价买了。
And those things are expensive.
但是那个不值钱了。
But those are worthless.
今天值钱的是那个看不见的部分。
What is worth more valuable is those that you can't see with your physical eyes.
是用里面的眼睛看的。
Something you see with your inner eyes.
你人就自由了。
When with spiritual eyes, you're freed.
你知道了神在做什么。
Because you will understand.
你没有看见，你就在 bondage 里头。
If you still haven't seen with your spiritual eyes, you're still under bondage.
你如果记得前两次我在讲道的时候，我说最重要一个祷告是什么？
Remember, my previous messages that I said, an important prayer is.
像那个瞎眼的那两个乞丐在那里喊：“大卫的子孙啊，我要看见。
”Is the crying man that son of David?
有几位弟兄姐妹去做这个，像这个 crazy 的这个乞丐在那边这样祷告的，有没有
？Since my message, how many of you have prayed like those two blind men?
如果你有，你就有福了。
If you have, then you're blessed.
如果你没有，你今天开始赶快这样祷告。
If you haven't, you should start praying that way.
因为一切的一切是这个看见。
Because all important things is about seeing.
所以这本书，你看他一开始他就说到是耶稣。启示。
Book it says this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个原文这个字，这个启示是啊，我都不会念那个字。Apa. Anyway. apoplexy 是吧？主要是这个希腊字这个字，英文可以翻成两个。
The original revelation in Greek translation.
一个是现在我们读的这本书的这个名字叫 Revelation.
One is translated as Revelation.
另外一个呢就是看见 see.
The other is seeing.
都这个两个意思都存在。
It has two meanings.
Revelation 是神把他的旨意打开给你看了。
Revelation is God opening His will to you.
Review 就是启示给你了。
It is a verb to you.
那我们呢
？And on our side,
当我们接收这个启示的时候，我们是 see， 我们看了，看懂了。I see a vision.
When you receive this revelation, you see it.
一个叫 revelation 是从神来的。
One is a revelation revealed by God.
一个是我们接受这个东西叫 vision， 看见。
The other side is us receiving this revelation as seeing.
一件事的两个面。
So it's the
所以保罗在他的这个讲到这个意象与耶稣的显现的事，他那里就是用 revelation 跟 vision 这两个字。
So in 2 Corinthians, when Paul speaks of what the appearing of Jesus, what he revealed to us, he used the words revelation and the word vision interchangeably.
所以这是整个的 key.
So this is an important key.
有的人有一点开窍。
I think some of you kind of understand, but some of you are still not really understanding what I'm saying.
这是我们整个信仰的核心啊。
This is the core of our belief.
你必须看见这一个意象。
You must see the vision.
这个内容是什么呢
？You must see its contents.
就是一个人，耶稣基督。
And that content is that one person, Jesus
Christ. 你必须看见他到底是谁。
You have to see who he is.
是，他是拿撒勒人。
Jesus.
但是多了
But he's bigger than that.
他从万古以前一直到永世都被他充满
He fills the beginning and the end into the eternity.
那你我跟他必须发生生命的关系
You and I have to have a life connection with him.
因为能够活在神的旨意中必须是神儿子的生命
Living the will of God, you have to have the life of the Son of God.
那我就很快的看这七封信里面讲到教会的光景。
So quickly, I'm going to go through the condition of the churches of the seven churches.
当这个教会在地上历史有了两三代的这个时间
，As the church gets into the second and third generation,
你就会发现，耶稣就说了，每一个教会，他说我都知道你们的情形。
You see that Jesus says, "I know the condition of."
每一封信都耶稣都要讲这一句话。
That in every single one of these letters.
你看第一封信就是第二章第一句。
The first letter, the chapter 2 verse 1.
啊，第一句第二句话，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds.
所以主耶稣叫他是行走在众教会中的那一位。
In the first vision, Jesus wants to tell us that he is the one who walks among the churches.
虽然他是升到高天上去了。
Even though he has ascended into heaven.
他是坐在父神宝座的右边。
He is seated on the right-hand side of God.
但是他不是坐在那里天天喝喝茶听听报告就算了
He is not just sitting there drinking his tea and getting reports
不是他自己行走在中间就是教会中间
He walks among the lampstands which is his churches
他在干嘛
And what was he doing
他看每一个教会的光景
And he's looking at the condition of each church
那他的看跟你我的看不一样我们是看外表他是看里面的
And he sees into These churches, not just on the outside.
我们是看报表，看人数多少，钱多少。
We look at spreadsheets of how many people.
这七封信没有一个地方讲人数多少，一句话都没有。
Unfortunately, none of these letters mention attendance numbers and financial conditions.
我两个礼拜前去，不是两个，两个礼拜前。Oh no, 我是 lost count， 是两个礼拜前。我到洛杉矶去访问一个教会。
About 2 weeks ago, I visited a church in Los Angeles, not to preach, but just to visit.
是那个教会是 Alice 以前在 LA 聚会的聚会。
This is the church that my wife and she was living in LA.
几个人
？The first thing I was asked by the pastor as he approached me is, "How many people do you have in your church?"
这是牧师的通病，先要知道你们人数多少，来决定你跟我是不是 在一阔附庭上可以讲话的。
That's a common problem with pastors. They want to know how many people is in your church.
今天我们看教会是看人数，看钱。
These days we look at the attendance numbers. We look at.
如果这个越大，那你这个教会是成功。
If the numbers are big, then you're a success.
但是一个地方讲，有多少人在这个教会里面？没有了，一个字都没有。
But those number of people and financial numbers are not mentioned anywhere in these seven letters.
你会发现教会的元首，他看自己的教会的时候，他看的东西跟我们看的东西不一样的。
So you come to recognize that this head of church, he looks at different things than when we do.
所以你会发现这个七封信里头，他就会说到教会的优点是什么。
In each of the seven letters, Jesus mentions what their good points are.
你看，以弗所的教会，你的行为好，忍耐，不容忍恶人，使徒的。但是不是使徒，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，为了我的名劳苦，不倦乏，这是你们教会的优点。
He points out the good things of the church of Ephesus. He says, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to test those who will call themselves apostles but they are not. You found them to be false, and you have persevered and endured for my name's sake.
所以主都很清楚，主讲的这个 character， 这个教会的 character 性格。
He points out the good characters of this church.
但是同时又指出这个教会有一个致命的问题。
But he also points out their faults.
像你贵教会只有一样问题有问题。
He said, I have one thing against you.
一件事。
One thing.
不要两件事，一件事就要命。
It doesn't even take two things. One thing.
这一件事是什么呢？
And what is that one thing?
就是贵教会怎么样？离弃了你起初的爱心。
You have left your first love.
就这一条，耶稣说：“你如果不悔改，我要把你的灯台从原处挪去。”
Only just this, as if you don't repent, I will remove the lamp.
他对教会的要求，不但你要劳碌，而且要对我有最高的爱情。
So what he requires of this church is not just hard work, but also love for him.
这个起初的爱，这个起初这个字，英文翻译成 first.
This word first love.
我们的感觉是次序上的问题 ，first 那就有 second 就有 third， 对不对
？For us, it leads us to naturally think that there must be an order system. If there's a first, there's got to be a second.
但是这个字在圣经里面用它的时候，像新约，你去看它第一次使用是讲到浪子回家的时候用了这个字。
Time of using the same word first, the prodigal son.
记得吗？浪子回家，爸爸给他三个礼物。
When the prodigal son returned, the father gave him three gifts.
上好的袍子。
The best robe,
戒指
a ring,
然后宰了一条什么肥牛
and a calf for meal.
每一个都有它代表的意思
Each gift has a meaning.
但是在这里我要讲的是，那个上好的袍子就是这个字
The when he said the best robe, the word best is the same as the word first.
所以这个 first 的字不是在次序，而是在 quality.
So the word not.It does not mean a matter, but a matter of quality.
有的人如果照次序的话，那你刚刚信主的时候不见得爱主。很多人刚刚信主还懵里懵懂的。
So if you want to talk about order, when you first believe God, you may not have loved Him that much. You may have to be very confused.
但是这里讲的是那个 quality.
But it actually refers to quality of love.
因为主耶稣曾经说过，什么是诫命中最大的
？Because Jesus is the greatest commandment.
尽心尽意干嘛爱主你的神这叫做 first
love the Lord your God with all your heart with all your mind all your strength that is the first
是 quality 的问题
that's a matter of quality
对所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹神对教会第一个要求把你的 first quality 最好的爱献给我
so God's first requirement for his church is to give him your best love
那你会发现这个时候这个教会已经堕落了
and this church of Ephesus has already left
好你到第二个教会
They do pretty well.
士美拿为什么是好教会？因为他们受苦，他们在苦难中。
The reason that they do well is because they were suffering. The church of Smyrna.
我会发现我们人呐、啊，真是有难题，叫敬酒不吃吃罚酒。
So we like to be punished sometimes.
Punished. 你看以弗所日子很好过，所以他们就不行。那后面还有几个教会也是一样的。
When the Church of Ephesus being in a comfortable condition, they don't do so well.
对，老底家也就是一副德性的。
Same as the Church of Thyatira.、
但是这个教会不一样，这个教会为什么教会
？The Church of Smyrna, Jesus had nothing bad to say about them because they were a church which was suffering at the time.
受苦，我们大家都不愿意，没有一个人愿意受苦的，包括讲道的这个人在内，一样的。
None of us, including myself, we don't want to suffer.
但你会发现，整个教会的历史，什么时候是教会灵性最高的时候呢？
But you look at the church history. When the church is in the highest spiritual state is when?
是什么时候？是在受苦的时候。
Is when it was being.
当外面的压力很大的时候，他们真是在神的面前一切都摆上。
When the church is under pressure, it will offer up all to God.
所以现在美国的教会为什么软趴趴的？
So the church in America is weak now.
为什么？
Because
美国太舒服了。
It's too comfortable here.
所以斯美纳教会是没有被主责备的，
so、church,
而且主鼓励他们。
The church of Smyrna was not rebuked, but instead encouraged.
那虽然他说你们的患难，你们的贫穷。
God, Jesus, I know your tribulation and your poverty.
但是主却说，实际上你们是富足的。
But Jesus said, but you are rich.
对不对？所以这个。在神的眼中，贫穷与富足跟人的看法刚好相反的。
Again, God sees poverty and wealth differently than how we see it.
第三个教会。
The third church.
你去看别加摩。
The church of Pergamum.
这个教会已经到什么地步呢？
This church has fallen to them.
天老爷，教会有撒旦的位置。
It was a place for Satan to sit.
你好好想一想。
That's a problem.
居然撒旦在那里坐着啊，稳坐钓鱼台。
Satan dwells among you.
嗯，为什么？因为这个教会开了门的，
because they have opened a door to it.
他们叫做引狼入室。
They've invited evil in.
怎么会把引狼入室呢？
And how?
这里有几个错误的教训。
Because they've allowed some false teachings.
有巴兰的教训。
The teaching of Balak.
有
Balaam.
有尼哥底母的教训。
The teaching.
尼哥拉党的教训。
The teaching of the Nicolaitans.
啊，这些都是错误的教训。使撒旦跑到教会里面了。
These are false teachings which open the door for Satan to enter.
所以你就知道，当我们离开了神的真道，而让假的教训、似是而非的教训没有事，一团灭人团怎么样？发起来。
So if you veer away from the true teaching of God and allow false teachings to have a way in your church, then it's like a little bit of yeast that affects the dough.
今天，神的儿女一个大的危机，我们对神的话没有胃口。对那古里八怪的东西呢，很有胃口。
The crisis today is that we don't have an appetite for the word of God, but we're interested in strange teachings.
昨天一个弟兄打电话给我，我不告诉一个弟兄打，不在我们。
Yesterday I received a call from a brother from church.
哎呀，他们现在搞死他们了。
They have something that really troubles them.
什么东西呢？他们教会很多人在迷一本书，那个天上人呢。
A lot of people in their church are interested in this book.
Heavenly Man.听过没有？
Book called Heavenly
Man. 感谢赞美主，你们没有听过。
Thank the Lord, none of you have heard of this book.
但是这本书风行，在过去的十年，从欧洲风行到美洲。
This is a very popular book that from Europe.
其实我跟你们都讲过了。我警告，千万不要被这个书迷去了。
I've actually warned against it.
啊，可是那边他们就被这个书迷去了。
So the people of that church were very sucked in by the book.
把真的当假的，假的当真的，这就是今天我们的难题。
And they were very confused of what exactly the truth is now.
所以惹了很多不必要的麻烦。
So trouble comes along.
到了第四个教会，推亚推拉。
Thyatira.
这个教会有节告诉我们。
Verse 19 tells us they have good deeds.
啊，你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐都是很好的。
They have love and faith and service and perseverance.
但这个教会有一个难处。
But they also have a problem.
什么难处？有一件事，又是一件事。
Jesus said, "I have this against you."
啊，二十节。
Verse 20.
有一件事我要责备你，你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶西别。教导我的仆人。
Tolerate the woman Jezebel who calls herself from my bond servants astray.
引诱他们奸淫吃祭偶像之物。
So that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
又是教训的问题。
So it's another matter of the wrong teaching.
对，这个教训是出自于一个姐妹，是叫圣经叫她叫耶西别。
From the woman Jezebel.
这个人根本就没得救。
She was not a saved person.
她根本就是一个外邦人。
She was a Gentile.
但是却跑到教会里面来，得着了个地位，做自己做教导了。所以教会就因着这个女人而堕落了。
So church, this church,
本来是一个很好的教会。
It was a church with good deeds.
但是他们跑，这个女人带进来的是什么呢？二十四节告诉我们，是叫做撒旦深奥之理。
But this woman has brought in the deep things of Satan.
看到没有？这个女的很 sophisticated.
She was a sophisticated woman.
嗯，套子里人耳。
Things that people like to hear.
觉得圣经太粗浅了， 他要讲一些深奥的东西。
They may feel the Bible is too elementary, so they wanted deep things.
那这个女人正好 fit 那个他们的要求。
So this woman who calls herself a prophetess fitted that profile.
那就到了第五个教会撒底。
The fifth church of Sardis.
那这个简直是一塌糊涂了。
It's a mess.
他说什么？你在我面前、啊、姐的下半节
Verse 2
没有一样是完全。
Jesus, I have not found your deeds complete inside.
也就是说，贵教会乏善可陈。
They have done nothing wrong, right?
没有一件。耶稣要想要找几件事情，说说你们好，连一件都找不到。
Even as Jesus wanted to find something good about them, he found their deeds.
那既然这样，怎么还被称为教会呢
？How can it be called a church if that's the case?
还好，有这么几个人，还有几名。
Fortunately, have a few people.
就是第四节。你有几名污秽自己衣服的
Verse 4 says But you have a few people in Sardis Who have not spoiled their garments
所以在最差劲的教会里头只要有几名还像样神还算数
So even in the worst of churches Even if you have a few people God still counts
因为教会的最基本单位是什么
So because what is the minimum unit You can have as a church
Two or three 对不对
When two or three
那是 minimum requirement
That's the minimum requirement for the church
你不要说我们教会好不找缺点我们教会缺点多得很
If you want to find faults in this church, you can find many.
我常常听到我们年轻人说，我们这些成年人真不像样。
Our young people may complain about the older people.
Frustrated. 我们很多 frustrated young people.
They find it frustrating.
但是你不要 frustrated.
But don't be frustrated.
人不像样，这是正常现象。
It's okay for people to be a mess. It's normal.
等你老了，你也知道了。
You know as you get older.
我们重要的是不 complain 别人怎么那么糟糕。
We often complain how messy people are.
重要的是你在神的面前有没有做一个得胜者。
But the key is, are you a victor before the Lord?
因为教会不在乎人多还是人少，神只在乎这里有没有两三个是照我的旨意来生活的人。
Because it doesn't matter how many people you have in a church, God cares about whether or not you have two or three.
只要有两三个。拼着命为着神的见证，为着神的道。
To God's standard, God said,
"Here." 你不要管别人怎么样。
Don't worry about other people.
你要问你自己在神的面前有没有站住神要你站的地位。
Just think about whether or not you have stood on the right place where God wants you to be.
这是第五个教会。
And that is the fifth church.
第六个教会。
The sixth is,
也是一个好教会。
Is a good one.
七个里面就两个是好教会。
There are only two of the seven are good.
这个是腓立帖腓。
The Church of Philadelphia.
没责备的话，只有鼓励的话。
Rebuke, just encouragement.
因为他们实在是相爱的见证里头。
Because they live in the testimony of brotherly love.
这些弟兄姐妹在一起，真是彼此相爱。
This group of brothers and sisters loved each other.
他们那些属灵的品格是耶稣所称许的。
Jesus praised their spiritual characters.
因为这些人是遵守神的道。
Because they kept His word.
这就行了。
That's all you need to do.
只要你遵守我的话。没有弃绝我的名，神在你们。
If you keep His word,
教会
，the last one,
老底家
，the Church of Laodicea,
这是一个最可怜的教会，我觉得。
I feel personally it's the saddest church.
前面那个我刚刚说的第五个教会撒迪，他们自己知道自己一塌糊涂。
Because the fifth one Sardis, they know that they've got problems.
对，他们没有什么好骄傲，他们自己知道。
They've got nothing to be proud of. They know that they're
wrong. 这个教会，这个老底家是无药可救。
But the Church of Laodicea is real. When someone was so ill, who's so sick?
但是他老说自己怎么没病，好得很。
But he still says, "I have nothing wrong with me."
血压也正常。
My blood pressure is fine.
体重也很好。
My weight is fine.
什么都好。
Don't worry about.
其实他身体里面一塌糊涂。
But he's actually very sick.
如果知道自己有病，你还有救。
If you can still be saved if you know you're sick,
对不对？已经生了病是没救的。
But if you're sick yet you don't admit you're sick, then you're beyond help.
这就是老底家。
And this is the Church of Laodicea.
这个教会他自己说我是富足，发了财，一样都不缺，什么都好，感谢赞美主。
The church says I am rich, I'm wealthy, I need nothing.
对不对？他的自我评价好的要命。
It has a great self-assessment.
但是主耶稣说你啊。你是困苦可怜，到跟你的感觉180度相反。
But Jesus, you are wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked.
我不知道我们，如果听见主耶稣对我们这样讲，你怎么反应
？I don't know how you will react when Jesus says these things to you.
你一定说，耶稣啊，你说错了，
you、
那是隔壁教会，不是我们。
You may say, Jesus, you're wrong. That's not us. That's the church down the road.
我们确实坚决反对，说耶稣你讲错。
We probably were.
主算很多很多，主给我们的恩典。
We're fine. We have all these great blessings.
但是耶稣讲的不是 material 的事，耶稣讲的是属灵的事啊。
Jesus is not talking about material matters, but spiritual matters.
在属灵上，我们是富足的呢，还是贫穷的
？Are you rich or are you poor?
这个是耶稣在这七个教会里面所找的那个 quality.
This is the quality that Jesus looks for in the seven churches.
所以你就会发现。
So you'll discover.
这个七个教会付钱。
That these church seven eyes.
你就会发现 ，majority 五个。在七个里面有五个都是主呼召他们悔改。
You see that five of the seven Jesus calls to repent.
也就是说，教会有严重问题。
Which tells us church is facing a great crisis.
所以启示录就在这个背景里面写出来的。
So Revelation is written based on this background.
启示录不是在一个很成长、很正常的教会的光景里面，就是说我给你们这个启示，不是，是在教会有。大部分的情形是非常离经叛道，撒旦的座位都进来了。神说：“我要你们悔改。”
Revelation is written not at a time where church is prospering, doing great spiritually, but a time where five of the seven need to repent, and even Satan has room in some churches. So Jesus calls them to repent.
对，而且这本书不单对教会来说的，也是对二十一世纪，就是主耶稣回来之前所有教会说的。
And these words are not just spoken to the first century churches, but to the churches of today.
这是好多年前，有一个弟兄，在我讲道完以后，回来到我台上跟我讲。
Many years ago, I remember a brother approached me after a message.
他说你讲道的都是错的。
He said everything you said was wrong.
已经因信称义了。
He said we've already justified because of our faith.
对。我们所有的罪，主耶稣已经宝血洗净了。
And Jesus has covered and cleansed all of our sins.
我信主那天已经悔改过了。
And I've already repented on the day that I accepted.
可是你彭弟兄一天到晚讲要我们悔改。
But you, Brother Pon, always calls us to repent.
你跟圣经不符合。
You are not teaching according to the Bible.
所以叫我好好去。
Gave me a book and encouraged me to study the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。是耶稣，当我们信主那一天，我们悔改的时候，主的耶稣是洗净我们的罪，没有错。
It is true that on the day you accepted Christ and you repented of your sins, He washed away our sins.
我们的罪在耶稣的宝血之下完全洗干净，我完全承认。
I believe and I admit that is a true fact that Jesus washed away.
是，我请问，刚耶稣对不信的人说的呢？还是对信的人说的。
But let me ask you though, the seven letters we just read, is it written to non-believers or to Christians in a church?
你们说，是对信的人吧
？It's written to Christians.
不是对不信的人，
not
因为这些人是他的教会。
These people are in his church.
主说悔改。
Jesus calls them to repent.
所以我就证明，不是基督徒信主的那一天悔改。天天需要在主面前。
Tells me that you don't just repent once on the day you accept Christ, but you need to repent daily.
悔改不是一次的事。
Repenting is not just one time deal.
One time deal. 对，悔改是一个 process.
It is a process.
是从一个跟神完全相反的方向，一步一步靠近神的旨意里。
It's going from a direction opposite of God, turning toward Him step by step.
对，不是一步就完成的。
It's not just with one step.
是一直不断的。
We need to continue to repent before the Lord.
我们的看见也是一样，不是一次就看见了，是要不断的看见。
Same with seeing, you don't just see once, you continue to see.
你光看的越亮，你看见自己的黑点就越多。
The more light you have in your life, the more darkness you see in your own.
没有光的时候，个个都很可爱的。
When there's no light, everybody.
光一来一看，哇，满脸皱纹哦。
When the light comes upon you, you see all the wrinkles on your face.
所以。我们得到的光照就越深。
So the closer you get to God, the more light you have in your life.
我们就越需要什么？悔改。
And the more you need to repent.
所以启示录是给末世教会的。
So Revelation is written to the church of this generation.
是神自己行走在七个金灯台中间的时候，他自己看他的教会。他对他的教会说话。
It's Jesus himself walking among the golden lampstands, and what he
他知道教会最后的结局是在荣耀里。
He knew the end conclusion of church is in glory.
那叫新耶路撒冷。
That's in the New Jerusalem.
那是最终我们要达到的。
That's our ultimate goal.
可是今天 现状跟将来神要得到的还有一个差距。
But where we are now, our condition now and what God wants is a distant.
神要我们一步一步把它修正过来。
There is a distance between where we are now and what God wants us to be, so He will correct us step by step.
我们必须每天每天求主光照我们。
So we need to come before the Lord and read His word daily and ask for His light to shine on us.
让我们的日子一年一年过来，现在已经十二月底了，十二月初就是要来了年底了。
So as our days go by, as we come now to December of this year,
我们应该自己想一想，我进步在灵性上有没有进步？
You need to ask yourself, have I improved spiritually this year?
你有没有进步？
Have you improved?
只有你自己知道。
Only you know that answer.
还是往事不堪回。Nothing to think about in the past.
Okay.
Because it's so ugly. 我们需要在神的面前爱惜神给我们的机会。
We need to treasure the opportunities God has given us.
昨天那个弟兄又同时也告诉我，他说我们这里有一个人现在已经进了医院 intensive cancer. 什么 cancer? 肺癌。什么肺癌？晚期，几岁？三十岁。
I have a brother who told me yesterday that they have a brother among them who was baptized in Thanksgiving and now he is in the hospital on the final. He has cancer. It's in stage four, final stage of cancer, lung cancer.
那医生说不用救。
And he is 30 years old and the doctor 30s and doctor said that there's really not much they can do for him.
Very young.他也不抽烟，照样肺癌。
He's not a smoker. He's a young person, and yet he has lung cancer.
所以这年头，你都不知道你明天会怎么样。
You don't know what your tomorrow is.
抓住今天。
Take hold of today.
抓住神还给我们有机会，今年好好来追求认识主。
Take hold of the opportunity He's giving you today.
让我们在神面前年年有进步。
So we can improve.
祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你一直向教会说话。
You continue to speak to your church.
因为你是行走在金灯台中间的人子。
Because you're the one who walks among the golden lampstands.
别人不知道你在做什么。
Others don't know what you're doing.
但是你把你自己在做什么启示给你的使徒。
But you reveal to your apostle what you are doing.
主啊，今天也借着你的仆人把你的话再启示。
For revealing your words to us again.
主耶稣不是在天上不管事的。
That we know that our Jesus is not just sitting in the heaven and doing
nothing. 他注目看他的教会。
He's fixed his eyes on his church.
他注目看他所爱的、所舍命的教会。
And he's looking at this church for which he's given his life.
他要我们醒过来。
He wants us to awake.
他要我们把一切的不合他心意的从我们的生命中一样一样对付掉。
He wants to remove all that is in our life.
那一天你可以回来迎接圣洁无瑕疵的心腹。
So that day you can come back and receive your bride which is blameless.
你说那一天心腹准备好了。
That bride will be prepared and ready.
主啊，我们还没有准备好。
Or we are not yet prepared or ready.
求你准备我们。
Please prepare us.
用你的话再来洁净我们，你的道像水一样洁净你的教会。
Pray for your word to be like water.
主啊，叫我们那一天能够欢喜的。
On that day, we may joyfully welcome our bridegroom.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.